The Unbitten Fruit. In the desert's empty heart, it whispered, I am the wind who will smooth the tomb. Yet still, fair Ashtaeach, whom you loved and who loved thee, came to search the musty statued halls, among the mould of skulls, forsaking her golden crown for pages written in unhallowed dust, in the darkness lost among the dunes. And a humble shadow rose up before. I am the torch extinguished in the deep. I am the knowledge that ends all sleep, yet still Ashtaeach the golden brought to me. The emerald skin, the serpent god, the dagger, the heart, and the thrice-cursed ring. Ashtaeach came seeking me among lost spires of sorcery, sapphire and verdigris. And it rested its eyes of burning fire upon my hand, in which a bloodied sword I bore. For across the world for Ashtaeach I fought. A spirit of the night, where is my love, who for 10 years or more I sought in this lonely land with mourning heart? Where is Ashtaeach, who promised that she should leave behind her golden throne for me? It replied, Ashtaeach was lost far beyond the mundane realms of men and jinn. And this shade spread out unholy wings across the desert sky in an arc so vast the very earth was lost to waking dreams that rose in ghostly ranks from the ground and greyly gnawed upon the minds and hearts and flesh and souls of every living thing. The great cities crumbled before their flood, ruins in the sand, warrior, hero and king were as straw in the wind in the onslaught of the damned. I, seeing the world was lost, wondered, did Ashtaeach rot upon some shore, lie in her slave-sculpted tomb, her sweet head in her sepulchre upon a marble pillow rest? Did her raven hair cling only to a fleshless skull? Did her dark and loving eyes grow blind, her alabaster skin grow grey and slack? Did our love fade with her life? I begged the demon, cease and leave the world. I raised my hand to slay the beast or die along with the rest of humankind, but with one glance the sword was rust, and the demon cried, Ashtaeach awaits. When all that was left was dust and bones, and not a fly remained to crawl upon the glass, it bid me pour some scarlet wine. Upon bended knee, it kissed my hand and sweetly whispered, I have travelled far in stranger lands and suffered much to be free, as you asked, from chains of worldly power. I was Ashtaeach. I made this world for thee.